so? Not by any chance. Crying.
Of course not, Master. Why, the very thought. It's just that I thought they were going to win. I thought they were almost there.
Yes, well, so did I, if it's any consolation. So did you, I expect.
I wanted to do one series of Nightmare. Any actor getting any job. Hey, it's your agent. You've got half an hour's voice work. Do you want to do it? Yeah, I'll do it. And that's it. It's a one-hit wonder. You go as an actor from job to job. You don't know where the next job is coming from. Your agent rings you up and says, you're doing Nightmare, Series 4. Wow. Fantastic. That means I'm working for 4 weeks. God, that's unreal. If I stayed for 2 more series.
Come on! Guys, give it to me who the dragon approaches. Pull up his helmet, Pickle. Over here, Pickle. Pickle, good to me. Now, when I give the word, fight my head. Are you ready? Ready, Master? Yeah!
Yes. That was an accident, actually. Still, they played their part. It looked good in wrestling.
The Red Dragon, that's gone, too.
Ah! Traitor! Clunking, are you? Well, you laugh. But we'll have the last laugh. We'll be back, bigger, bolder, badder, and better equipped. And as for your dungeon ears,
Nightmare was a huge part of my acting life. But my acting life was so many things. It was live theatre. It was radio drama. It was voiceover work. It was videos. It was even a movie. And there were all sorts of things I wanted to continue to do as an actor. Nightmare absorbed me for 3 years. And then it was time to go. I remember tuning in to the first episode. I thought, for old time's sake, I'll look at the first episode. And I remember Traeguard coming into the dungeon, that dungeon set at Studio E, where we'd spent so much time. He came down the stairs and said, Pickle! 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 Pickle!
For goodness sake, it's almost started. Pickle, if you're dozing somewhere...
Oh, good grief.
I knew it. He's taken to drink.
Well, let's hope it's not brandy. Elves can't handle the hard stuff. Makes them demented, which in his case is normal. Now, what has he got a hold of?
Dragon's blood!
Not true! I am a girl, so get your filthy hands off me!
Well, really, madam?
I'm not madam! I'm miss! So that is none of your business!
Well, perhaps you could tell me what you're doing here!
I'm a genie! I was stuck in bottle!
3 years, then I suppose you're going to tell me you were trapped in that bottle for 1,000 years!
No, for 6½ days! That's not good for a girl, I can tell you!
I half expected me to come out of the room somewhere and appear, as I had done 70 times before. And suddenly Pickle wasn't there, and there was this character, Majida. She was brilliant.
Well, perhaps you could tell me what's become of Pickle.
Oh, you mean this nervous elf-like person with big ears?
Yes, that's fair, I suppose.
Ah, him the message.
Where?
Message in bottle, of course. He say cannot stand damn sleepy castle anymore. It's rotten food. No pay. He go back to forest to be happy elf.
Traeguard needed that foil. Somebody else to bounce off. Tim saw that and gave the role to Pickle. Pickle passed the baton on to somebody else, in this case Majida. Majida served exactly the same purpose as Pickle did, and she did it very well.